Cool. All right.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ben Putley. I am the CEO and co-founder at Alchemy. And it's my pleasure today to be joined by Rebecca Simmons, managing executive of Walrus Foundation. We are in the cloudy Singapore. It's very warm for Token 2049. Rebecca, just to start off, can you tell us a little about Walrus, what you do there, and we can take it from there?
So Walrus is a data layer for Web3. It encompasses data storage, data availability, access, control, off-chain compute, and data programmability. And we call it a platform because businesses can build applications on top of it, which can, for the first time ever, really monetize any data that is important in a seamless way.
Very cool.
And my job is I'm the managing executive of Walrus.
Yeah. Keeps you busy?
Nah.
So, talk me through what that means for developers. How does it empower them in Web3?
So in Web3, whenever you build on top of a layer one, your data is public.
Yeah.
So this has really limited the use cases that can be built in blockchain.
Okay, yeah.
And it's perfectly understandable that businesses and individuals sometimes don't want their data to be public.
Certainly, yeah.
So Walrus actually allows full ownership of the data and full ownership of access control. So that can be anything from, let's say I am an agentic AI business. Yeah. I can store a model on Walrus and I can charge other AI agentic businesses to use my model or my data. That all happens seamlessly through the blockchain. It works very well with Sui, but Walrus actually works with any layer one or layer two. But equally, if I am a content creator, so I've made a song or I've made a movie, I can store it on Walrus, maintain complete control of that, and grant access to platforms. So if you imagined a decentralized Spotify, as opposed to me giving my data to Spotify and not controlling it, actually I would grant that Spotify access via a blockchain and then I could shut it down.
Okay, that is pretty cool. I think particularly in Europe, privacy is top of mind in relation to people's data. There's a whole set of legislation about that, and I think that at least for Alchemy and what we do in the buying and selling of ads was a deal breaker for us. Okay. Well, we put it another way, if we were writing people's postcodes or IP addresses on chain forever, it would have been a very efficient way to generate a significant amount of fines for operating in Europe. So for us, although the entire Sui stack is very compelling, the ability to store data and provide access using Walrus was like a deal breaker. We would not have been able to use Sui had we not had the ability to do that. So that was...
And that allows you, I guess, does that give you regional control where you wouldn't have had it in a distributed system otherwise?
Exactly. Yeah. It gives us regional control. So if we're operating in the European Union, the legislation is the general data and particular regulations. So like, you can't surface people's information without their consent to do so. And then even when you do that, you have to be a specific party. So predominantly the buyer or the seller of the ad in that instance. So whether it's the app that you're using that you've given consent to, then to a certain buyer, like let's say it was, I don't know, Coca-Cola buying ads on CNN's app, they both have access to the data that you've agreed and you've given consent to share. So that is hugely important for respecting people's privacy online, giving them the ability to have that data forgotten if they choose to, which I think is very important, which historically, if you've written something on chain, it's immutable, right? So
that's interesting. What does the interface look like for those two parties?
So it's predominantly managed via the distribution platform itself. Okay. So like you would, you know, you see those they are quite annoying, the banners that pop up and say, can I consent? That is typically how it's handled and then stored. And then those profiles are eligible for buyers to come in and access. Okay. So without
the whole Web3 process hidden from view from the end user.
Yeah, predominantly, yeah. It's surfaced in that people request the data and then it's surfaced in their respective buying platform or our buying platform. But yeah, fundamentally it kind of disappears in the background, which I think is the key really.
I think that's absolutely the key to Web3 adoption in the world. So the fact that you guys have mastered that is or at least gone some way down
the road. Yeah, we're trying our best, you know. How does the how does Walrus play into the rest of the SWE stack? Because I know you have Walrus, Seal, Nautilus, and then forgetting one. Walrus, Seal, Nautilus, and SWE itself, the big one. What role does Walrus have to play in that powerhouse?
So the mission of Meston Labs, who they are the early contributors to both SWE and Walrus. They are made up of five of the founders. They're all engineers from the Libra Facebook project. And when they were there, they very much came to this understanding that the tech stack is not fit for purpose for the future. So they are a very dedicated, mission-driven group of people, and actually everyone that works across the whole ecosystem believes in this mission. Step one of rebuilding that tech stack is SWE. We call that a coordination layer. And basically it coordinates objects, and data could be an object around the world. It needs to coordinate something. Where do those objects live? So if they're small enough, they can live on the SWE blockchain. But Walrus was originally created for large unstructured data, which is too big for the blockchain. It actually turns out that people want to use it for smaller things as well. So it also handles that well. So we are, Walrus is a fully distributed storage network. It's incredibly safe, fast, resilient. So it is built specifically for modern blockchains to be extremely performant. And it sits on top of SWE, but as I mentioned, it can sit on top of any layer one. And then the next step to just being data storage is data availability, but then really the game changer is integrating Seal, which is privacy and access control. So in the stack, people build these applications that are very data intensive, and where the data is very valuable, they build it on top of Walrus. And then any application that is built in the SWE stack can access that data in a very seamless way. But Meston has also built a whole range of tools that you would have seen a lot of Costas doing, playing around with robots. You've got ZK login, and basically you can almost think of it as an AWS, where it just is providing all the tools that a developer needs to build the equivalent of the everyday applications that we use in a non-Web3 world, but in a fully decentralized way. So data ownership is kept with the individual.
Yeah, I have to say it's having now been building on the SWE stack for coming up to 10 months. It's an impressive piece of kit. And I would say Alchemy is really an edge case in terms of the data that we produce, the volume of transactions that we produce every day. So we typically hit 25 to 30 million transactions per day. So it's a good, and I think there's, that's not even close. I think the ad market is responsible for 200 to 500 million transactions per minute globally. So there's a lot of headroom in what we're doing. It's significant, I mean, like orders of magnitude higher than where we are. And we are very, well, we're certain that that entire SWE stack can facilitate Alchemy taking over the world as far as ads are concerned, as well as providing all the resilience that Web3 does. So it's really
and that was, That was exactly the mission, to be fast and performant. And we are the fastest, yeah. We are the fastest layer one. Mm. When I say we, SWE is the fastest layer one, yeah, in blockchain by quite a long way. And as you say, there's a lot of improvements still happening.
Certainly. So what I will ask you to do now, which is always very difficult, is consult your crystal ball. So let's say we're sat here in 2 years' time at token 2049, will that be 2027, 28? What do you think Walrus has been doing? What do you think Walrus has done? Like, where do you see Walrus as a platform? Probably SWE as well. Sorry to put you on the spot.
No. So I think by that time, the world has moved to understanding the value of data, yeah, in applications. Yeah. And we are seeing adoption of Walrus by some very significant brands. And yeah, I think the AI world really loves Walrus.
I would agree, yeah.
And as AI becomes more and more a part of our lives and we use it as a trusted advisor, what Walrus gives there is trust and provenance that the data that is being churned through in ChatGPT type things is actually the data it says it is.
Yeah.
And that becomes more and more crucial to our everyday lives, every day that we exist.
Yeah.
And I also think that end users being rewarded for data, usage of their data as a byproduct of their using an application will start to become an expectation. So where companies like Facebook have made so much money off the back of individuals' data, I think individuals will expect to see some kind of financial return for that. I also think that we will see the Walrus token will be an even stronger utility within the Walrus system.
Yeah.
As more people use it, more people store data, more people build applications, that token will become the very important part of this ecosystem itself.
I agree. I think it will allow for significant, like, I don't want to say power, but a power user of Walrus, right? It's like, not only are you spending money on storage, but actually you have a token that provides you the ability to earn revenue,
yes,
from the facilitation of storage as well. And I think that historically has been something that AWS just like, we're going to make everything from this. Whereas I think what Walrus is doing, it allows a new kind of business model to propagate from storage.
And when we built Walrus, we deliberately kept it to a very basic primitive so that there was room for the community, yeah, to build that middleware infrastructure and facilitate the building of the applications, which are either B2B or B2C facing.
Because I even think with my ad tech hat on, there's particularly in the US, you see very large businesses like Experian make a lot of money from data markets, mm-hmm, and advertising. You're seeing a growing amount of, it's called retail media. Mm-hmm. So like Walmart has a very big media business. Amazon is making a ton of money off their media business. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it more so like Tesco's has a very good retail media business because they have a lot of information about what I put in my basket every day when I pop into Tesco's, when I use my club card. Like, that is interesting information for brands that are looking, mm-hmm, to target for someone that might buy more vegetables or more coffee on a certain day or certain type of shower gel, whatever it is. Like,
yeah,
that's quite interesting. And I think being able to make that private, giving certain people access to it if they're prepared to pay, mm-hmm, and then a mechanism by which that end user can also get paid information outside of their club card points, just to rethrash the Tesco's example,
yeah,
but that is becoming a big deal. I think particularly as you see cookies are disappearing, mm-hmm, device IDs have largely disappeared from mobile phones, you know, like there needs to be a new way for people to monetize data, to pay for data that's valuable for their business. And for me, Walrus is a very, very nice solution for that.
It's an excellent solution for that. And I think, I'm not sure individuals today massively care about monetizing their data, but I think once it becomes the norm, people will start to question, why are they not getting something back? And brands will actually be forced to do it.
Yeah, I agree. So that's only 2 years away.
It's only so. I'll see you on the couch in 2 years.
Absolutely right. Thank you so much, Rebecca. I've really enjoyed this conversation.
Absolute pleasure. Have a great time at Token 2049.
Thank you. Cheers.